this is it, kid. How you feeling? This is it. You feeling good?
Feeling good.
Oh, come on, give it to me. You feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
Good, kid. You look great. We've trained for this. We're ready for this. Now listen, be sure you watch out for his left lust. All right, remember, we studied the team. The left lust. Watch out for his jealousy jabs. And we got him, kid. Don't worry about anything. Be sure to get away from that generational curse. Uppercut. Gotcha. Yeah. We got him right where we want him.
Yeah.
So how you feeling? You feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
Good. When you get out there, give it to him, remember. We don't fight with flesh and blood. Get him with your hallelujah. Get him with your thank you, Jesus. Your praise will take him down. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Who you represent?
We represent the kingdom of God.
Come on, who you represent?
We represent the kingdom of God.
One more time, give it to me.
Yeah.
Who you represent?
We represent the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Gracious God, you are so good. You are so amazing and so wonderful. And Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have already shown us your power and your might. We thank you, Lord, that you are already changing hearts and changing minds, Lord Jesus. But gracious God, we will open our hearts and our minds, Lord, to know you, to understand you, to see you, Lord, and to know that you are real and that you are God. And we give you all the praise in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Praise God. Satan already doesn't want this. So get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. He already know I'm about to stomp all over him today. Praise God, saints. Saints, we are at war. We are at war. We have been deceived. We have been hoodwinked. We have been tricked, and we didn't even know it. Why? Well, some kind of way, saints, I believe that Satan has been able to take everything that is horrible, everything that is wicked, everything that is evil, and make it all fun. Make it all fun. We no longer take anything seriously because we want to do everything within the spirit of fun. We want to say everything's fun. Everything is innocent, saints, but everything is not innocent. You know, I remember before I was saved, before I gave my heart to Christ, it seemed like all the stuff that Christians got to do was boring. Anybody feel me? Seems like all those Christians got all that boring stuff, and it seemed like all the folks on the outside of the church got to do all the fun stuff. But you see, saints, I was an outsider looking in, and it seemed to me that those Christians on the inside had this long list of stuff that they could not do. I didn't like that list. You see, those Christians, they couldn't hurt people. That means you couldn't dog anybody out. You couldn't say what you wanted to say, how you wanted to say, and get your dog on, ever. Those Christians couldn't hurt themselves. That means no parties with alcohol and drugs all in. You can have a party, but you wasn't going to bring no extra. That meant no premarital sex. Oh, my goodness. Didn't like that rule too much. Those Christians couldn't can get back at their own enemies. I mean, look, somebody hurt you, you can't be able to hurt them back. That scripture told them, no, you love your enemies. Christian had all these things they seemed to could not do when I was on the outside looking in. And even those saints, me and all the rest of us here, we know those things are wrong. And we know those things won't get us anywhere. They just seem like so much fun. Why do they all seem like so much fun? Well, it's an answer for that. Satan wants us to believe that those things are fun so that we will turn away from Jesus Christ. You know, we never ask ourselves, why? Why does God want us all to stay away from the dark side? Why does God want us to let go all of that fun, cool, entertaining stuff? Do we ever think, you know, maybe God is trying to protect us from something? Maybe God is trying to keep us from some things we don't even understand? No, we don't think that stuff. We think God trying to stop our fun. We want to have fun. We want to have a good time. We never consider, oh, maybe God, are you protecting us from something? We just want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And don't get in my way. How many of us here today enjoy chilling back and relaxing? Good. Everybody should have the answer because I've seen all y'all chill. How many of us like to play a good card game? All those spades players out there, Rummy and Tank, play a good game of cards, right? How many of us enjoy a good video game, got the Wii going and the Nintendo 64? We like all of that good stuff. How many of us just plain like to sleep? How many of us still spending all them long hours on the computer, even though we had all them sermon series about it? You still on the computer playing those computer games. Yeah, them computer games are addictive. Having fun, saints, is good. And I don't want to give the message that all fun stuff is evil, because it's not. But I want us to understand here today that sometimes Satan packages something evil and makes it look like a whole bunch of fun. Satan will take something that is completely innocent and turn it, and really it is evil. The key here, saints, is that we are at war. We are at war. And Satan will use any means necessary. Say, any means necessary.
Any means
necessary. Satan will use any means necessary to trick us, to deceive us, and destroy us. Even the things that we consider innocent. Satan never stops. Never ever takes a break. He doesn't ask for a lunch break. Satan does not stop. And we as Christians have always got to be on the lookout. Now, I know you are sitting there thinking, Satan wouldn't use my game of spades against me to deceive me. Satan wouldn't use my Wii video game or my game of Monopoly or my game of life to destroy me. Why would Satan do that? I'm just trying to have a little fun here. Why would Satan do that? Why would Satan use the innocent stuff and the fun stuff to attack us? Well, saints, all of us already know this answer because we've heard it before. I'm not the first one to say it, and I will not be the last one to say it. But let me tell you something about your enemy. Would your enemy come and tell you that he was about to attack you? Can you imagine that bank robber calling up Dollar Bank and saying, hey, at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be coming through the door with my 64 guns and my boys, and we're going to rob you, so just have the money sitting out on the counter for us? You know, would that murderer just, you know, send that person an email and say, hey, I'm going to be in that back alley when you walk through about 5 o'clock. You know, make sure you turn your back so I can get the knife in real good and deep. All of our young people, you all are on Facebook, right? Half the church on Facebook, I should say. But saints, our young people are using the Facebook to attack each other. Now let me ask you, young people, when you're going on that Facebook to put on those things you say about each other, do you send each other a text first and say, hey, I'm about to put you on Facebook and blast you and put all your pictures on Facebook and embarrass you in front of the whole school? Do you put your business out there first? No. So why do we think Satan is going to come up and say, hey, all you Christians out there, I don't mean to be mean, but, you know, I am trying to keep you out of heaven. Hey, all you Christians out there, you know, I'm going to use any means necessary to trick you, deceive you, and destroy you, even the innocent and fun stuff. Satan's not going to do any of that. No. You know, today is Halloween. Today is the world's holiday. This is not a Christian celebration. This is the world's celebration. This is a holiday that celebrates the dark side of spirituality. I mean, since we saw it all day yesterday, we're going to see it all day again today. I've seen kids dressed up as witches and ghosts and ghouls and goblins and everything else. But let me tell you something. Dressing up in costume is not something new. Witches and demons are not new. Dressing up was in the Bible. Scripture tells us a story about a wolf that dressed up like a... Thank you. Why would a wolf want to dress up like a sheep? Sheep are safe. They're fun. They're cute. They're innocent. So the wolf puts on his little sheep costume, and he goes with the rest of the sheep. And he says, I'm a little sheep. I'm cute. Look at me. And then he gathers up the trust of the rest of the sheep, and the other sheep are saying, oh, he's cool. That's the cool sheep over there. I like being with him. And then when they're not suspecting, that wolf comes out of that sheep costume and attacks them. You know, Satan has done a wonderful trick. He has done the best magic trick ever. Because he has made most humans believe that there is no God. Satan has made most of us believe that God is not important and that God, in fact, is a fairy tale. You know, saints, it's very interesting to me that the world wants Christians to be more realistic. Have you ever heard that? Stop believing in all those fairy tales and all that stuff about God and heaven. But they are constantly putting fairy tales down our throats. Always teaching us about warlocks and witches and vampires. The world says that witches are real. They, in fact, tell us you can be a Wiccan. It's a whole religion based on it. Yes. You know, saints, I am so glad that in our call to worship, it talked about learning to love other people. Because I don't want us to go out on some kind of witch hunt and start attacking these people because Jesus is calling us to love them. Yes. To love them so much that they would have a desire to know Jesus Christ, amen? Yes. But the world tells us witches are real, and there are people that are out there living that way. The world tells us that vampires are real, and people have actually gotten their teeth altered so that they can look like vampires, and they actually do drink blood. Our television shows, the world says, Christians, stop believing in all that fairy tales, but our television shows are all about fairy tales, the Witches of Waverly Places, the Twilight Saga, the Harry Potter Saga. And they teach us, read these books. They're just stories. They're innocent. They're fun. These things are okay. However, saints, if we try to pick up the word of God, boy, they want to protest and hold a picket outside. They say, oh, read this Twilight series over here. But, oh, no, don't touch this Bible right here because this is all fake and phony. You see, the world understands that there is another side to spirituality, that there is a dark side. And the world never, ever doubts that there is spiritual power in this world. You see, saints, there is spiritual power in this world. The problem is that Satan wants us to tap into the dark side of that power. You know, it's so funny that the demons and the dark side, they want us to talk to dead people. See that show, Ghost Hunters? Talk to the dead people. You can get them on video camera and everything. They want us to talk to the dead people, but if you say anything about praying to Jesus, oh, the door gets slammed. We want you to talk to the other side, but we don't want you to talk to heaven. Again, our students are being taught every single day. My children came home this past summer with the reading list. Did anybody get that reading list, the book list? The whole list had stories about warlocks, witches, vampires. The whole list had nothing but the dark side. And when I complained, I said, why don't we read something else, a little bit more about God? You know, people look at me funny. Have you ever asked yourself, why do they want me to learn about vampires and witches and warlocks and demons, but they don't want me to know about Jesus? There is a spiritual power, saints. The question is, what side are you on? Are you linked to the God-saving power that is found in Jesus Christ? Are you linked to the demonic side, the dark side of spirituality? And saints, if we're honest, most of us, all of us, have thought about the other side. We have in some way dabbled just a little bit with the other side. We want to know, saints, about our past, our present, and our future. Saints, that's how we're deceived, because we do want to know. Most of us want to know our past. We want to know our present. We even want to know our future. Somebody please give me the lotto numbers. And when someone dies, saints, we just want to hear their voice one more time. We just want to talk to them. We want to know, are they okay? So we dabble a little bit with the dark side. Right in this very room. We're very superstitious, saints. Don't put the hat on the bed. Throw the salt over your shoulder. Throw some pepper, whatever you can throw. Don't break that mirror. We want to know if we're going to have a good day or a bad day, and we read our horoscopes faithfully. Some of us, we got some tarot cards up in the closet somewhere because we want to know.
Against you.
Saints, we want power so desperately that many of us will consider a little witchcraft, a little power. Saints, if we would only be honest and admit that we want power. We want power. We are so willing and so desperate for power that we will even give our money for power. We ask you, saints, give to the church. Support those with a need. We get back, why should I do that? Why should I give my money to that old church? But somebody says, come get your palm read for $5. I'll tell you your life. We give away our $5. In our Bible reading today, we had Simon the sorcerer. He was so desperate for power. And he could see that power. He became a Christian like all of us, saints. But he was teetering. He was teetering because he wanted that power. And when he saw the disciples with the power of the Holy Spirit, he said, "Give me some of that power. I'll even pay you for it." And the disciples turned to him and said, "This is not something that money can buy." You see, saints, Jesus is free. The Holy Spirit is free. But Simon didn't understand that. And even King Saul in our Old Testament scripture reading, he knew that the mediums and the witches, he knew all of that stuff was bad, and he kicked it all out of the city. He got rid of everything, saints, but then Saul started dabbling in a little bad stuff himself. And then he realized, you know, God isn't speaking to me anymore. I don't know what God is about to do. So what did Saul do? He dresses up, he puts on a cape, and he goes and hides, and he goes to find a witch. The medium of Endor. And he says to her, "Tell me, please, what's happening? Conjure up Samuel, conjure up the dead so that I can know what God is doing." So this witch, she conjures up Samuel, and Samuel said, "What you calling me for? You know what's about to happen. You are about to give your life up." You see, saints, what King Saul didn't realize was that dabbling with the other side cost you your life. Yeah. Dabbling with the dark side of spirituality never gets you life. It always gets you death. But thank the Lord. Then when you connect to the right side, saints, when you connect to the power and the true source of life, saints, it always brings about life. It always gives you eternity, saints. You see, saints, as much as we want power, Jesus is our only true source of power. Jesus knows all of our past, all of our present, and he definitely knows our future. Jesus can protect us from any voodoo dolls or spirituality or all of that stuff throwing salt over your shoulders. Jesus is your source of protection, saints. Jesus already knows everybody on the other side. You want to talk to your people on the other side? Give your life to Jesus Christ, and you're guaranteed to be able to talk to everybody on the other side, because the show is a lot of people waiting. Jesus is our ultimate protector. Nothing can defeat us with Jesus.
Jennifer, I died so that you may have life. If you want someone to talk to, talk to me. Janae, I have more power than anyone can give you. Jasia, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No one can harm you when I am with you. And Onisha, I have a plan for your life. I know your past. I know your future. I have you in my hand.
Hallelujah. Glenville, new life. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. I'm so glad that the Out of Box Ministries came, because when she put that gun on her head, do you love Jesus enough to give your life? Do you love Jesus enough to let go of every single thing, even the innocent and the fun things? Will you let it go? Saints, he's trying to give us his power, the real power, and God wants us to know not some dark, ugly, evil power. He wants us to know his true power, the power revealed through the Holy Spirit, the power revealed through our faith, saints. Saints, my last statement to us today is, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Let us pray. God, you are so good. You are so amazing. You are so powerful, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you that you've given us this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you always show us the truth, Lord, that you are the only way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through you, Jesus. Gracious God, help us all to be willing to realize that you are so important to all of us, Lord Jesus, that we would risk everything to tell somebody about you, gracious God. That we will risk our lives, our jobs, every single part of us, because we know you are so important and we want to tell the world all about you. So, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every person, each and every family, and we give you all the praise. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen. Saints.